This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown with the charts under scrutiny for the week of May 4th to the 8th. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the air. Michael Harrison, who's the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine, is here for the hour to go through the stories and some of the ancillary things that affect us and our thinking, the people list as well. So we ought to kind of get going with this because there's always, as usual, lots to talk about, Michael.
There really is a lot to talk about. So, let's go. At number 10, we have the Japanese murder hornets.
Did you see pictures of those things?
Yeah, they're big and they're mean and they're like ugly. Not nice.
Look like they came out of some kind of a bad movie, like Jeff Goldblum and the Ant or whatever he played.
He was the Fly.
The Fly. That's right.
He was the Ant. Was Paul Rudd. You know, of course, the original Fly with Vincent Price ended with the famous "Help me, help me." Boom, boom, boom. So we have the Japanese murder. Oh, and you haven't lived. The Japanese murder hornets are also now being called the Asian murder hornets, and some people are just calling them the murder hornets because we are politically correct and we don't want to seem racist.
I think they came out of the Fukuyama Jama nuclear plant blowing up. I think these things were created in a nuclear test tube. But we can blame the Chinese, too, because it came over on a Chinese ship.
Is that what you think?
I know.
I know, too. I saw it on the Internet. At number 9, we have...
believable if it's on the Internet. That's right. Okay, go ahead. No.
Do you remember the time Pierre Salinger, the esteemed press ABC secretary, with Flight 800, he said, it was definitely a missile. How do you know? I saw it on the Internet. That was when people weren't quite sure how to read the Internet like they are now.
Right.
All right. Department of Justice drops charges against Michael Flynn. That story broke on Thursday and made its way to number 9. A little politics going on there.
A lot
at number
more than
8.
A little.
Yeah, I was going to say. At number 8, education crisis tied with psychology, and that's tied with personal relationships. Three topics, all kind of similar at number 8. The crisis in education is an aspect of this whole shutdown that is really causing headaches for a lot of people, from people trying to homeschool their kids and husbands and wives fighting over how to do that, to graduations that can't happen. But more importantly, how do you grade students? And what are you going to do with a whole year? Do you leave people back? Do we fake it? Do we fudge it? Do we say that they passed 7th grade? They're now on to 8th grade? Think about the ramifications.
A lot of that goes on anyway, just to get the kids moving out of that, wherever they are. Move them along.
Yeah, yeah. Number 7, technology and the Supreme Court.
Excuse me for a second. May I go back? Or we can go back. Why don't you go through the list, then we'll go back to that.
Well, don't lose your thoughts. Write it down on a piece of paper.
I've got to do that.
Because sometimes there's so many things happen, we forget. Right. Number 7, technology, the Supreme Court's phone session, and Facebook names censorship committee. There's a whole lot of stuff crammed into number 7 there. At number 6, race relations and the Georgia jogger that was slain. Revelations have come to light with the video. Big story. At number 5, giant story. Remember, you were spoofing it before. U.S.-China relations, and tied with that is Kim Jong Un, his status. That's kind of fading. I don't think most people care about him anymore. At number 4, presidential race.
I got news for you. There are a lot of people they didn't care about him before. Never mind now.
What did you say? Did you say what I thought?
I was quiet.
Okay, I got you. Slipped that in under me. He didn't say it, folks. He didn't say it. It was just it was a glitch. It was a digitized glitch. Right. The presidential race, politics, and Michelle Obama has a film on Netflix. That's at number 4. Number 3, the economy, the reopening debate, and the airlines have been soundly criticized by the Senate and for stealing money in terms of the package, or at least allegedly doing so, or misusing it. Healthcare is at number two. That's a broad topic and obvious. And number one, statistics and projections. We're obsessed with how many people have it, how many people have died, how many people are cured, and where do they think it's going to go. And all of that is happening against the backdrop of, you know, as I said before, how do we open the economy? Should we? Slowly but surely. What is safe? Big discussion, and ultimately nobody knows the answer. Should we go through the people?
Please.
Number 10, Michael Flynn. Kim Jong-un at 9. Mark Zuckerberg at 8. Number 7, Ahmed Arbery. That's the fellow who was jogging who got shot. Michelle Obama's at 6. Number 5 is Joe Biden and Tara Reid. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. Mike Pence is number 2, and Donald Trump is number 1. And it's a lot of stuff packed into this week, and that's just the surface, you know. It's
right.
Tremendous, complicated stuff.
It would seem to me that we, if in a better world,
than a one better of the stories world.
That you'd be focused on would be the opening up of the NFL. They're not shy. They're going to start playing football. And the matchups, interesting schedules, where they're playing, that sort of thing. And the Tom Brady story, how he's getting together with a couple of his former Boston friends to do some kind of a of
Tom
a
Brady.
Who's that?
Who's he?
Yeah,
Tom Brady. Wasn't he an old time player back in the old days?
Yeah,
he was a big
typical Patriots fan. There he is, Michael Harrison. Let's go to that the discussion of education. The underlying focus here, it seems to me, ought to be on the argument of where are we going and what is being taught in schools. I don't think enough people have paid a lot of attention to it, but it's becoming very obvious what we're lacking in education. It's been a subject of scrutiny, for sure, but the teaching of politically correct thinking now has become a real bugaboo, I think. In the education of circles, public school, going on after public school, colleges and stuff. There's one way of thinking, and that's it. And so instead of people being taught how to think, they're being taught what to think. And a lot of things, as you just mentioned, have gone by the wayside.
You're right. So, no, it's a big problem. It's a huge problem.
It is a big problem. Huge. Yeah.
And I don't know if it's easily solved because we're living at a time right now where a significant number of people see everything through a political lens.
Yeah.
So even if a teacher tries to teach objectively and not commit to one side or the other, and the kid comes home and says, you know, the teacher said so-and-so, which is an objective view of it, parents might say, oh, that teacher is biased because it doesn't echo their political point of view.
Yep.
So it's not easily solved. It's very difficult in a polarized society to maintain objectivity and have it resonate well with people who want to see everything through their particular lens.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Speaking of what we see between our lens, or in our eyes and with lenses, scrutinizing Michael Flynn, I would like to talk with you about that. It's important for us to hear what you have to say about these documents that were released this past week as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Experts say 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. This is a fat-soluble vitamin that plays a critical role in regulating your immune response as well as ensuring that you have strong bones. Recently, researchers have linked vitamin D deficiency with an increased risk of depression, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. And we all have heard the stories about obesity and how that is contributing to the problems that we have with the COVID-19. So now we have this new product from Purity. It's called Vitamin D. It's actually this is an interesting way of looking at this sort of thing, Advanced Vitamin D. Purity products, they put together a new formula with 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. So you try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today by going online to PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. You order for $19.95. Your first bottle, it's a 30-day supply of Advanced Vitamin D. With that, You'll get a bottle of their fish oil, which is fabulous, ultra-pure fish oil. And you'll also get a free shipping deal that goes along with it. Use the DJV code when you use, go to purityd.com. That's P-U-R-I-T-D, sorry, P-U-R-I-T-Y-D.com. Advanced bone and muscle support, free ultra-pure omega-3 oil, only at purityd.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Babylon announced Tuesday a comprehensive care solution aimed to quickly put 24/7 digital healthcare services into the hands of millions of New Yorkers. As the company joins Mount Sinai Health Partners, key tools through the Babylon app include a new COVID-19 care assistant with an option to speak to clinicians by video. The service will take pressure off of emergency rooms, doctor's offices, and other medical services at a time when so many are at capacity. Babylon CEO and founder Dr. Ali Parsa.
Our job now is to provide a primary care doctor in the pocket of every citizen of the city of New York. One of the greatest cities in the world deserves to have one of the best health systems in the world.
Dr. Robert W. Fields, Chief Medical Officer of Mount Sinai Health Partners.
We need to expand how we define delivery of care rather than just office space. It's just one option, but now expanding into telemedicine and on-demand care.
For more information, visit BabylonHealth.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find the Countdown Show, speaking of podcasts, at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here. The business of what has happened, the truth about Michael Flynn, this, for me, is the biggest outrage of the week, maybe the month, maybe the year. I know, other than what I found out about Dr. Fauci this week and the making of drugs and that sort of thing, there's so much corruption. Michael, these documents that were released last week, the attention on a handwritten note, did you see that? FBI head Bill, he was the counterintelligence head, Bill Priestap, writes on the side of the paper, what is our goal here? Truth/admission, or to get him to lie so we can prosecute him and get him fired? Mm-hmm. So that's why they threw the thing out.
Yeah. But what victory, is our victory at the expense of truth.
Yeah. And we're paying for this. You and I, our tax dollars are going to grind these people up like this. This is the FBI, it seems to me, is not a little out of control. And it has been. J. Edgar Hoover was no sweetheart.
That's the point. I mean, come on, wake up. You know, police organizations supported by the power of the state have always been.
The IRS, same thing. They go after people.
They're all in need of having police organizations to police them. It's, yeah. Where does it stop, you know?
Yeah, right. So, and that is the question. Where does it stop, and who's going to get it to stop? Where's the leadership here? Is everybody afraid they're going to get got to? We're going to get you.
Oh, they're terrified. They're terrified of what happens behind the closed door after you become president or something powerful, where they take you aside and they tell you, okay, now here's the real deal. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Right. Yeah. I can't do that. I heard from somebody who's in politics in a position of power, I have what I want to do, and I have what I have to do. All I'm doing now is what I have to do. I can't do what I want to do. And I thought that was an interesting admission as to what happens when you do get into office. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on The Countdown, which continues in a matter of moments.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with this week's overview of the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through some of the stories, some of the things that are impactful, if you will. Politics, the presidential race. You may chortle at this. Sometimes I say things, what did he just say? Mm-hmm. I look at Joe Biden, and I think of the Manchurian candidate.
Oh, really? Which one? Mm-hmm. The new one or the old one?
They're both the same story. Denzel Washington, right, or Frank Sinatra, you mean?
Right, right.
The stories were the same.
All right, okay, I'll accept that. I never saw the new one because I thought it was sacrilegious to it's like, when you have a classic like the Manchurian candidate, why would you make a new one?
Another one. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But nonetheless, how do you see him as the Manchurian candidate?
Puppet. I see him as a puppet. I see him as having been pushed into a position. They managed to push everybody else out of the way. I'm talking about the hierarchy of the Democratic National Committee. Not that the Republicans aren't. It's all about power. Once again, we were just talking about this off the air. How corrupting all of this stuff is. We all know what happened with Hillary Clinton, how they were able to maneuver, Bernie Sanders out last time. And they basically done the same thing this time. Mm-hmm. Push him out of the way, push Bloomberg out of the way, push the people that they don't want at the top. And then it's puppetry. In fact, howdy doody, for God's sakes. And I don't know, I think it's dangerous, frankly. I think it's very dangerous. Anyway,
well, it is dangerous. It is dangerous, and I don't even know where to begin to figure out how to remedy these problems. The problems come down to the human condition. And the country is very big. It's very unwieldy. It's very hard to run an enterprise this big and have it done in a way that, adheres to
principles.
Well,
it's like principles. Big business. You can't run. Look at the trouble Amazon has with their workers. The people that are on strike, or the whistleblowers, or whatever it is, because they're not being treated fairly, and Visa says, oh, that's not true, but if you open your mouth, you get fired. And there are a lot of, I guess, problems there. I don't know that much about the business, other than it's too big, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, you think about all of the stuff that is dangerous about those packages, the stuff the virus sticks to the packages pretty much more than anything else, right?
I don't know.
People don't want to go to the stores, but they order all this stuff online. Good God.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm constantly absorbing new information, and it the information contradicts the other information. So I don't know. I do not know whether or not you can get the virus by opening a package. I do not know how long the virus stays alive on counters. I do not know.
We have no source. If one side says this, the other side says that. So right. Where are you?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the problem. The problem is that there is no source, and maybe there is no source because maybe there is no empirical truth. Maybe it is just speculation. Maybe it is just competing theories. Well, and that's common in science.
Yeah, but did that get us to where we are, to the shutting down of everything in the name of 90,000 lives? Granted, I'm not a cur. 90,000 people, a lot of people who have died. But at what expense? How many people who didn't get the virus have either killed themselves or died of a heart attack or whatever because their businesses, the little small business guys, have been put out of business by all of the furor surrounding this, all of the worry? It just seems to have been so overplayed. It just
you do not believe that people staying home this past month and a half, 2 months, has had any effect on saving lives?
No, I think it's had a lot of effect on saving lives, but I'm wondering how many lives it saved versus the outcome economically of the health of our country and the world, weighing one against the other. Does that sound like I'm a bloodthirsty cur?
Yes.
Maybe it does. Okay, well, that's the way I look at it. I think we've given up too much. Especially if the economy of the world goes into the toilet and other countries can take over.
I'd rather the economy of the world go in the toilet than everybody die. I mean,
Everybody hasn't died. Some people have died. A lot of people have died.
I'm not saying everybody will die. All I'm saying to you is that this is not left, right, black, or white. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break.
Good idea.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Proctalgia fugax is a rectal condition in which intense muscle spasms in and around the canal of the anus cause severe pain. Patients can have pain that lasts a few seconds or up to 30 minutes. Dr. John Pemberton is a colorectal surgeon.
If you examine those patients, you can often find a spasm and tightness in the levator ani musculature, which are the muscles that form the bottom of the pelvis through which the anus travels.
These painful attacks happen most often at night. Dr. Pemberton says if you can get the muscle to relax, the pain almost always disappears. Warm baths or other relaxation techniques may help. But if your spasms are severe,
you can, with proctology fugax, address sphincter relaxation and what's called shortwave diathermy.
This uses high-frequency electromagnetic energy to heat and relax the muscle. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some White House officials and staffers now taking a break after two members of the White House team, including Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, tested positive for COVID-19. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett telling CBS's Face the Nation he's been leery about going to work since the news came out.
It is scary to go to work. I think that I'd be a lot safer if I was sitting at home than I would be going to the West Wing, but, you know, it's a time when people have to step up and serve their country.
Pence tested negative for the illness as recently as over the weekend, so they say there's no restrictions on his schedule. Jerry Stiller has died at 92.
No, we could learn to love each other.
I already love you, Arthur.
Well, then we're halfway there.
That from his role as Arthur Spooner on King of Queens. And this is USA
Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Funny man Jerry Stiller has died at 92. The beloved actor's son, Ben Stiller, confirming his father's death this morning on Twitter. Jerry Stiller had a long and storied career as a stand-up comedian, a TV actor, a Broadway star, and a movie actor as well. He and his wife, Ann Mara, gained fame as a comedy team back in the 60s and 70s.
Listen, Lance, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
You're afraid of the future, right, Rhonda?
Lance!
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I provided for the future.
No!
You know what I got here, Rhonda?
What?
Feel it.
I want to feel it.
No, feel it. Come on.
What?
You know what that is, Rhonda?
No.
It's an insurance policy.
For what?
$25,000.
What?
Making you the beneficiary on my life.
Oh, no. Listen, Lance.
If I die, Rhonda, you get $25,000.
I want money.
If I die by accident, it's $50,000.
What?
It's double indemnity, Rhonda. No matter how I die, you get $50,000.
But please, I don't want
if
you...
I lose an arm, Rhonda, it's $12,500.
What's an arm?
An arm and a leg is $17,500.
Arm and a leg, I don't want.
Two arms and one leg is $22,500.
What's the matter with you?
Two legs and one arm, it's still $22,500.
Lance, please, I don't want any money.
No matter how I die, Rhonda, you're sitting pretty.
Lance, please.
I love you.
Get up, Rhonda.
Jerry Stiller gaining even wider fame for his roles on Seinfeld and as Leah Remini's character's father on The King of Queens. Again, Jerry Stiller was 92. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Second half hour of our overview of the issues, the final charts were revised a couple of times. Why was that, by the way? What was happening toward the end of the week that made you and the folks that you work with, the talkers, want to change things around a little bit? Because there's so much activity at the end of the week, but sometimes you got to figure out what's the priority here, right?
Well, I mean, you're asking me a crazy question, so I'm not going to answer that. But
okay, let me go on for the next question.
Well, no, I'm just saying is, you know, we revise when new information changes what people are talking about.
It's complex. It's a point to make.
I mean, obviously, the chart is made on during the week as the week is going. Mm-hmm. So it's a constantly changing thing. We try to have a snapshot of it ready for this program. But sometimes changing things on Thursdays and Fridays cause the chart to change. It's kind of right. Obvious.
Well, thank you.
Right.
That's
all you could think of asking me about.
No, I was sort of back to the complexities we were talking about before It was heavy stuff, and I kind of wanted to bridge it a little bit.
I mean, on Thursday, the Department of Justice drops charges against Michael Flynn, or Wednesday, or at the last minute, yeah. at the yeah. last minute of the week, all of a sudden they arrest the father and son who allegedly killed the African American jogger.
Why doesn't that bother you when you know that they did it? To say allegedly, why do we have to say it allegedly?
I don't know they did it.
Of course you know they did. The video shows the guy shooting, taking a rifle and shooting.
We're in the media, and we have to maintain a certain level of objectivity in terms of that old principle in the you know basic American creed that you're innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. I may know he did it in terms of look it's there, but there's a bigger principle involved. And that little word alleged, I think, is... how would you like it if suddenly somehow you were framed or something happened and it just really appeared that you're guilty? Wouldn't you be happy that people in the media use the word alleged?
Well, take a gun and shoot somebody.
No, I'm not in any way... All I'm saying is that's why I use the word alleged.
I get it. But I have often, when it's so obvious what goes on, I think sometimes that part of the politically correct world that we live in is, that's what it says you're supposed to do.
I think political correctness can be a problem, but I do think adhering to certain guidelines in terms of innocent till proven guilty is really important, because I think that we too much judging in the jury.
The news media doesn't lie. The news media convicts people all the time.
That's the problem. It's a serious issue that we convict people in the court of public opinion, as opposed to in the courts. Yeah. This is a bigger problem. So I think they did it. But
the news media has convinced many people that Trump is a really bad guy, that he doesn't have the best interest of the country at heart, that he's a certain like Satan. People compare him to Hitler. They get away with it in the guise of it being news. And yet, is it really? That's somebody's opinion that he's... What's the fact that you have? Not truth. Truth and fact are two different things. What facts do you have to prove what you're saying? And that's what I think you're saying. There are all kinds of things that are said, but there's no facts behind them.
You're covering a large swath of concepts here. I mean, criticizing the President of the United States is different than jumping to conclusion that somebody is guilty of murder before they have been properly processed through the courts. That's all. I don't think we have a court for whether a president is good from day to day.
No, but during the campaign, just like with Joe Biden now, the assumption and presume... with all the people that are charged with whatever, sexual crimes, Joe Biden's guilty in the minds of a lot of people because this woman has stepped up and said, he was improper with me. Same thing was said with Trump, even though there's a lot of video that shows, he may have been kind of a scurrilous sort, but is he guilty of all the things he's been charged with? Was Bill Clinton guilty of all the things that he was charged with?
How many rapes does he have to be guilty of?
That's it. Yeah, go back to that. Very frustrating. It goes back to that complexity thing we were talking about in the last half hour, right? How complex.
Exactly. Look, I think a lot of people think that Biden is guilty because he's a Democrat. And
yes.
I think a lot of people think that Kavanaugh was guilty because he's a Republican.
Yeah.
See, that's what I think you're driving at.
I is.
And you were masterful
at putting it in two sentences.
Right. As opposed to looking at it as an individual case based upon the evidence, the facts, and whether it's hard evidence or circumstantial evidence. We seek to win even if it means distorting the truth. And that's what the severe politics and polarization of this particular era is causing. It's causing people to lie to themselves, to believe what they want to believe so their team wins. And that's what's happened with Trump, and that's certainly what's going on with Biden and the Tara Reid thing. It's even more, shall we say, ironic and convoluted, because the Democrats are the ones that really led the charge in recent years about the whole Me Too movement.
Right.
And now, they say, it's different with Biden than it was with Kavanaugh. Really, the whole thing, in my opinion, is ugly and hypocritical. What else can I say?
That's good. Let's talk about a friend of ours for a moment. In passing, literally and figuratively this week, we lost a guy who'd been on the air for 50-some-odd years, one of the great early talk radio personalities. He was, whether you think he was bigger than life or not, let's talk about what you remember, or what we all ought to remember, about Barry Farber.
Well, Barry Farber started his show in New York in 1960. He did a talk show on a music station. And he was one of the founding fathers of modern talk radio. His career spanned the pre-modern and the modern era. He was on the air for 60 years. He was on the air until he died. He died at 90 years old this week. Was a wordsmith.
Fabulous wordsmith.
He spoke like it was music. And he was a conservative, but a traditional one, not you know,
the Trump type.
Whatever exists today.
Today, yeah.
And he was a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He ran for mayor of New York, I think, around 1970, and almost, you know, he was like a serious candidate on the conservative ticket.
He was, yeah.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. And but he's one of the, you know, if there was a Mount Rushmore of talk show hosts, he would be on it, because mm-hmm. he's one of the founding fathers of modern telephone talk, you know, interviews, commentaries, monologues, the whole, you know, this, the format, the radio format that this has turned into. He was doing it when there were maybe 10 guys in the country doing it, scattered over the whole country.
Right.
And he was one of the greats of all time.
He
and a dear
Alan
friend
Combs.
Of mine.
Yeah, a friend, yeah, Alan Combs and he were, I remember, I think, I don't even remember this or not. He and Alan Combs and Michael Reagan and I used to go out on the road to do dog and pony shows at stations where we were all on together. And that would have been in the 90s, probably mid-90s, I'm thinking.
1890s? Sorry, go ahead.
Now you put me in the same league with Barry. It just was...
Where next?
Where? Yeah, you and I. That's right. We'll just slump down in front of
here we go.
Yeah. But a better crafter of the... And with his southern sort of drawl or approach, he didn't come across as being in kind of an egghead. He was... I loved the guy. He was a... I remember... You know, we all learned from him. I think maybe that was the thing that mostly... You go back to those guys from that era and what we all learned from him and those people who were around when we were cutting our teeth doing this as kids.
I was a kid. You didn't grow up in New York.
Right, I did.
I grew up in New York listening to WINS, the top 40 station, with Alan Freed playing people like Little Richard and Laverne Baker and the Platters. And then at the end of the Alan Freed show, which I listened to every night, this guy came on late at night, way past my bedtime, talking about issues.
Yeah.
And I proceeded to listen for a moment and go, oh, damn, I turned it off because I wanted to hear music. That was the first way that I knew Barry Farber from that. And, of course, I never believed the day would come when I would actually be working in the same business with him. And, you know, it's funny, when I started Talkers Magazine in 1990, around 1991, I actually met Farber, and he knew me from Talkers, and that was like, oh, my God. Yeah, and you got to remember, back when we were kids, and people who are listening to this now who are kids, 10 years is a lifetime when you're 25 years old. The difference between a 25-year-old and a 15-year-old is only 10 years. So it's the same as 25 to 35. So we've had the experience of growing up listening to people that were only a few years older than us. Have you ever had somebody copy, you know, like some old guy comes up to you and goes, Doug Stephan, I grew up listening to you. And the guy,
all
you
know, the time.
The guy's an old guy. What do you mean you grew up listening to me? You could be my grandfather.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Crazy.
And I was on the radio as a kid. I mean, I was a teenager when I was.
Yes, so was I. 17.
So there are people that grew up listening to me who are older than me. I've had people come up to me who are a year or two older than me, but they were still young, and they thought I was a grown older man. Didn't realize I was, you know, 18, 19 years old on the radio. So they thought they grew up listening to me. It's a very funny syndrome.
It is. All right, in a moment, the importance of the economy, the money talk, the importance of financial talk radio in our focus right after these words.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
A lot of people look forward to the Michael Harrison interview every week. And as I alluded to a few moments ago, your focus is on a personality who's been around for a long time talking about money.
Money. One of the brilliant voices in talk radio, Rick Edelman. He's on 80 stations around the country. He's a member of the Heavy 100, just as you are. And he really understands personal finance. And I really get into his head about what the current economic situation means to the average everyday person. It's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. People can check it out. You'll find it very, very interesting and useful. MHInterview.com, MHInterview.com, Rick Edelman. It'll be at the top of the list, the current podcast.
Find out about the status of money. And this is a bit, I mean, it's a very important time for us to know what's going on in investments. And this seems to be a sort of a cut above a lot of the other people who are hucking stuff on the air.
He's one of the two preeminent financial talk show hosts in America. And he's more of an advisor. You have Dave Ramsey, who's more of a generalist and a philosopher. Both are credible individuals.
The Michael Harrison Rap, which is a program that's heard on a lot of the same stations that carry this, you put that together every week and come up with people. It's a different conversation about the conversation. Give us
it's sort of the talk radio countdown show on steroids.
Yeah,
and that's why a lot of stations run them back to back. If people are interested in it, check it out online at mhrap.com, and rap is spelled with a W, MHWRAP, as opposed to me being some kind of rap star. I'm more of a gift rapper. And it's mhrap.com or mhinterview.com, and I appreciate, Doug, you're giving me the opportunity
to plug
them on the air.
Yeah, but I think that it's important for people to hear from your perspective because of what you just said, what we all know and what we've learned and our reputations on the air precede us, I suppose, so you have weight and quality to these broadcasts. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm going to Google it while you're talking about why it is.
We were playing that This Day in TV History, Doug, May 9th, 1992. The last episode of The Golden Girls aired on NBC after a 180-episode run. Very popular back in the day. Still holds up beautifully. A very, very, very funny, well-written sitcom with a great cast. The author, Rue McClanahan, Betty White, and Estelle Getty. Funny stuff.
The song was sung by somebody named Cindy Fee. Never heard of her before. I never heard of her.
Nope.
It was a top 25 hit.
No.
There was a guy named Andrew Gold who did a version of it that was more pop, but this woman, Cindy Fee, sung the theme that was on TV. So there you go. Why wasn't there ever a movie? Could you see a movie of the Golden Girls? Would that have worked? What do you think?
Same cast? They would have had to do it pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, but
sure, why not?
Yeah, they didn't have to do it quickly. Well, did they get along? There were all these rumors
about
B. Arthur. Yeah.
She was tough, I think. But she was really good. Good screen presence, B. Arthur.
She wasn't acting, she was being her. So you know how there are a lot of people who say, like The Rock, he's playing himself all the time. John Wayne played himself. And B. Arthur, sort of, from what I understand, played herself. She was a nasty old bitch. And that's...
That night.
Well, that's what you get when you listen to some of the people that are insiders to this, you know, to some of the stuff that was going on the set. Rue McClanahan and she didn't talk unless they were doing lines together on camera.
I'll never understand that stuff. That stuff
I don't either. I never get it.
Like, I mean, even the fallout, of Sex and the City with Kim Cattrall, when you read those stories, it's sort of stunning that you could work. You could have something so successful, something that so many people
and let stupid stuff get in the way. Yeah.
And then certain people, they don't speak to each other. Or they talk horrible things about each other.
Supposedly, that was the case with Juliana Margulies and that Indian woman that was on the show with her. They hated each other.
Wow.
And you got to wonder why it is that you can't bury all that stuff in the interest of, come on, grow up.
Exactly.
Will you please? What is the,
life,
what's wrong
what is
with
that
you?
Saying? What is that saying? Life's too short, right?
Too short, yeah. Exactly.
I think
The Rock and Emily Blunt are getting together again. For a Ball and Chain movie, they were on Jungle Cruise together. Well, how long ago was that?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out. We're supposed to come out.
I thought it was out.
Push back to. It's based on a Disney theme park attraction. She did Mary Poppins Returns at Disney, so I guess they want to keep her in the fold. So they created Jungle Cruise movie. The trailer looks fun. They seem to have some good chemistry.
Yeah.
Together.
Don't you think he has good chemistry with pretty much... He's the kind of guy that so gets it, he's got good chemistry with pretty much everybody.
I agree.
Although it appears he and what's his face from Fast and Furious?
Oh, Diesel?
Aren't great friends. But
yeah.
Because, well,
you know how it goes, though.
Well, I understand that if you're a pro like The Rock is, show up on time, know your lines, and let's get it done. He wants to keep moving because he's got three or four other projects in the works, and he wants to get this one done so he can go on to the next one. Whereas with Vin Diesel, he shows up when he feels like it. If he doesn't know his lines, he makes them up. You know, that kind of stuff. And it does.
I got a movie news story. Tell me what you think. Actress Karen Gillan, who is a female lead in the Jumanji movies, reportedly, Disney very much interested her being the female lead in a rebooted version of Pirates of the Caribbean, which we talked about that franchise on the show yesterday. It's unlikely, although not impossible, whether Johnny Depp would return as Captain Jack Sparrow, but they want to go, it appears, in a completely new direction with that franchise and reboot it with a female lead. She's not an absolute, but they are looking at her. Strong.
Who is it? Who is it again?
Her name is Karen Gillan. She's the female lead in the two Jumanji movies with the Rock.
Oh, I think she's attractive and appealing.
Yeah,
I don't know what her name was, but she's
she has appeal. So
yeah, she does have appeal.
Yeah, that's
interesting. Remember the old pirate movie that what's her face did with her husband as the director?
Gina Davis.
It's all Gina Davis. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, Cutthroat Island. Yeah, changed a lot of careers, not in a good way.
No, I thought it was a fun movie. It's terrible. I thought it was a lot of fun. Just like you, Chucker, you're lots of fun. Thank you for being here. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.